Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. It's 8:11. It is Tuesday morning, September 7th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM, over the air in Durango, Colorado, and everywhere else on the planet, streaming from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We are glad that you are with us this morning as well, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, our weekly commitment to CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County. We talk to a CHIC member every month, and this morning we are talking about senior centers in San Juan County. We have representatives from the senior centers of Aztec and Bloomfield joining me here in just a few moments on KSJE, so stay tuned for that. Later on this hour at 8:50 a.m., we'll check in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be talking about some of the pets that are available this week, and of course, if you're watching the video, you'll be seeing some of the pets available this week from the shelter. And then, of course, next hour, it's our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess this morning is featuring music from Paul Hindemith on the program. That's coming up after the news at 9 a.m. on KSJE. And don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also check out our Instagram page as well. Outside our studios this morning here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Tuesday morning, 60 degrees. We're expecting a mostly sunny day today with a high of 93, 59 and clear overnight, sunny and 95 tomorrow, 94 on Thursday, 93 on Friday, lower 90s for the weekend, and clear nights, overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. Let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning, as I mentioned, representing CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council, and two of the area senior centers. The director of the Bloomfield Senior Center, Jessica Pilotti, is here. Good morning and welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Also joining us here in the studio from the Aztec Senior Center, Maya Pierce is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate you both being here with me to talk a little bit about the work that you've been doing during this past 18 months or so. And I think we should probably start with that, about COVID and some of those restrictions and how the senior centers have kind of reacted to whatever the health and safety precautions have been during that time. And so, Maya, do you want to start? Talk to me a little bit about Aztec.
Sure. Well, I'm a new director, so I just started in May. So Jessica can talk about what they did during the bulk of the pandemic. But just from May and being new and everything as far as how it's going, it's pretty amazing to see how the centers have been able to stay open and continue with the home delivery meals during the entire pandemic. Especially being new, I didn't know that they were open doing that. Aztec, for example, we go up to the state line, we go into Flora Vista, about 90, 95 meals a day are delivered, and that was open during all of the pandemic. And so I was really impressed when I came on that's what my staff had been doing.
Right.
And the same is true of Bloomfield as well. And we're right now open for drive-through, and we should be back open for dine-in again in a few weeks. But Bloomfield's open now.
Gotcha. Yeah, Jessica, talk a little bit about that, because it was kind of open and closed, and you've had different things you have to deal with.
Well, and I mean, obviously, it's a vulnerable population.
Definitely.
So that was the main concern at the state level, and I'm sure at federal levels too, of how to continue to serve your population, especially with the meal program. The home-delivered meals are for people who are medically homebound, so those people are very dependent on your service, so that you cannot have any lapse in that service at all.
And because they don't have another source of food, right?
A lot of them. Yeah, a lot of times they don't, and especially during the pandemic, they may have been cut off from even family members. So, you know, everybody was being so careful in the beginning, and hopefully is still careful, about, you know, exposing elderly populations and kids and things like that to any kind of level of pandemic. But the food sources were also interesting. I wanted to bring this up in the beginning, because so many plants that provide food had closed down or maybe had COVID outbreaks throughout the country, that we were even having some problems with food shortages as far as with the senior centers. We never ran out of food. That is, I want to be clear about that.
Right.
But like you were
having to be creative, I think.
You had to be very creative about where you were going to get your food to come from. It always came from food distributors, but sometimes it was like, well, we can't get that item. We've got to switch it to something else. So people, of course, our seniors were very great, rolled with everything. And they adapted so well to how everything had to happen at that point. Again, home-delivered meals never took a day off. They were, nothing ever changed with that. But with the drive-through, like Maya mentioned, they really switched from coming in every day and seeing us to a sort of drive-through pickup meal, which actually we were really grateful for, because then you could still kind of keep an eye on folks. You could see them. If you didn't see them for a couple of days and then they came back through, hey, how are you? Is everything okay? And like they would fill you in. Oh, yeah, it's just, you know, I had a kid in town and they cooked for me or something like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of what I think senior centers do that maybe isn't always known to the general public, is that you kind of develop these relationships with your patrons or clients who are coming, if they can come to the senior or coming through the drive-through lane to see. And if you don't see them for a couple of days at a time, you do kind of wonder how they're doing, if they're sick, if they're just not able to get out of the house, or if they have out-of-town visitors, who knows?
Yeah, the home-delivered meals, I think, are the most important. They're all important. But our home-delivered clients, and this is the same for Aztec and in the county and Farmington, is a lot of times we're the only people they'll see in a day.
Right.
So it also helps us to know that they're okay. You know, we'd have eyes on them. The pandemic was a little different because we were not allowed to go in the homes. We still are not allowed to go in the homes if we can prevent it. If you have somebody with mobility issues, you make some concessions. But all of our drivers are masked. They're, you know, taking every precaution they can for the folks. But it's also really good to be able to see, you know, sometimes we're the only line of defense. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and we've heard, and we've, I think, all felt the socialization shortage that we've all been through during the pandemic, of not being able to visit with even with friends or gathering and for concerts or lunch or whatever the case may be. And so for seniors, though, that are kind of homebound anyway, it's a bigger issue for them. And I think, Maya, probably you hear that too, even being relatively new in your job in Aztec.
Yeah, I remember one of our drive-through clients, you know, who I just saw a few times come through, he said, you know, I look forward to these 5 minutes every day just to talk to the people in the drive-through, because you are literally the only folks that I know are checking in on me. You ask when I'm missing a day, what's going on. And even just in a few days in, you feel the impact of, wow, they really feel so grateful to have someone looking at them and making sure they're okay and asking. And even if it's just 3 minutes there or at the home delivery, the, you know, passing off the bag at the door. Some people, they don't want to even see you and you just leave the food in a cooler or a box but that they've left by the door, and
right,
that's fine. But some people, you know, they're waiting for you to come, and it may be 2 minutes that you have time to talk to them, and that means the world to them. And so I think that part is so important, and it is that fine line of, do we reopen so that there's more socialization, right now, for example, our staff totally redid our pool room. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. And it's amazing to have cooks that are as talented in doing other things as well. But we're not comfortable opening yet because it's that, yes, they need that socialization, but we don't want to have it in sort of this unstructured people gathering. You have to choose that balance of what's comfortable and what's safe for everyone. But you do see that even in those few minutes of passing off the food in the drive-through at the home, you are doing some of that good work of socialization and talking to them, and it means a lot.
So right.
Hopefully we'll be able to open up to other things soon, and so everyone can enjoy all of our great new things that the staff has brought to our center too.
Looking forward to it, but I know you want to do it safely, and that's mm-hmm. the other part of this conversation this morning is, Jessica, when there wasn't a pandemic, I mean, our senior centers offer all kinds of activities and gatherings and things like that for seniors that you've had to just kind of either shut down entirely or cut back on in order to be able to be safe about it, right?
Yes, it's been sort of a challenge the last year and a half. So, you know, we work so closely with San Juan College with the Encore program, and so Bloomfield was actually the pilot for that program, and so we've had Encore classes going on there, whether it be language, computer, arts. We do have an exercise class going currently at our gym that was able to continue. But those have all had to shut down for us at our senior center because we just cannot afford to have the people in there. And, you know, art classes, computer classes, those things, like, people sit right next to each other. And so we have to look at that social distancing thing. And then the other things that my people love anyway is they love going on outings. They love going on trips. They love to go river rafting. They love to go to Telluride. They love to do all these fun things, which I love to do because I always get to take them.
Right.
And so those things have been totally put on hold just because we cannot do it safely. And of course, as Maya knows, as we all know, like, that safety component has to be the very first thing. And it's not just safety of our clients, but of our staff. I was mentioning earlier that, you know, in a situation where we have staff members and you don't have 20 staff members, you know, between Maya and myself, our centers maybe have 6 to 8 staff members that are there every day, that if one of those people comes down with COVID, that you would have to do the whole quarantine process with everybody on your staff. So that in reality could mean that your entire senior center would close down. And that puts stress on maybe another senior center to at least take up the torch to deliver to your home deliveries.
Sure.
Even if you can't do the drive-through, which is okay, you would still have to provide those meals. So it's been challenging to maneuver, but also in the back of my head all the time, I just worry about that one stress point of, if I have somebody go down, we have to shut the doors. And that's been...
For a minimum of 2 weeks.
A minimum of 2 weeks,
right?
A minimum, depending on, you know, what tests come back and those kinds of things. So, I mean, I know nursing homes have had to deal with this. I know that a lot of other situations, home health, all of that have been having to deal with this. And so it's just, while you're sitting there, you know, talking to your people or handing out meals and all this, you know, there's always that thing in the back of your head that's just like, I need to be really careful, and not just at work. Like, we've had multiple staff meetings that I say, you know, when you leave this work, it doesn't mean that you leave your responsibility to your clients. Like, we all have to play our part in that ripple effect of what we do on the weekend or while we're not at work can affect what happens at work. Mm-hmm. And my staff has been really, really great about that. They have all jumped on board, and they are just very, very conscious about what their out of work life can do to their work life.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing. And I imagine for you and Aztec, it's kind of the same type of story with your folks, even with your drive-through that's open, but you don't want to have to shut that down.
Yes,
if
exactly.
Someone were to get sick, right?
Yeah. And like Jessica said, it's just that balancing act. And as a new director, it's hard because I came on in the middle of this. And so, right. You know, I don't even have the background of, okay, this is normal times versus this. So I'm always asking Jessica and my city manager's help, what do you think of this? Because you're trying to walk that line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard, especially because people really want to get back. You know, I have seniors who would, the day that we opened, I saw, you know, 10 people who never wanted to come through the drive-thru just because they have, their issue isn't the food. What they come to the center for is the socialization.
Right.
And they love the food too. But they, you know, some people really do rely on that drive-through for their meal, or they enjoy it. It makes it easier for them. They might live alone, so it's easier to just come in and eat or get the drive-through. But, you know, some people came in just because they were, you know, ready to talk to their friends again. And so you see that, and then you want to open, and you say, yeah, let's open the pool room. Let's do all the things, and let's go on the trips. And then at the back of your head, it's that, we gotta be careful. We gotta think, what are the measures? What should we be thinking of if, and you watch
the what ifs.
The what ifs. You watch the cases. How are they doing? I spoke to the director out at the water flow. She runs the county senior centers,
right.
And you know, she was telling me how she watches X amount of rooms and X amount of hospitals, and you know, how we all kind of try and keep you know, our finger on what's going on. Is it okay to open? Is it not? And that kind of thing. And then you just hope for the best. You put your precautions in place. You let everyone know what the rules are, and then you hope that everything will go as best as it can. You know.
And sure. For both of you, I think you have to kind of look into your crystal balls if you can to kind of predict where things are going to. And sometimes if you look at hospitalizations and things like that, you can see that cases are going up, or if things start to come back down, which we all are looking forward to and seeing that happen. And that brings me to the next topic I wanted to ask you both about, which are booster shots, because the senior centers, I think, were very proactive of getting the vaccinations out to your populations early on when they were available. And I think a lot of your clients knew the value of that and stepped up to come in and get vaccinated. And now here comes talk about boosters, maybe even as soon as later on this month, perhaps. And so what are the plans for that? Jessica, are you hearing things from emergency management and some of the Department of Health folks about this?
Too much yet. I think that we haven't really heard from the state, and of course the state really helped us coordinate those vaccine clinics, the drive-through clinics when we had them, and we haven't heard too much yet, although I'm thinking it's probably going to be coming down starting at the end of September is what everybody's been hearing. I know that, as everybody has heard, that Pfizer has been totally approved from the FDA, and that Moderna is actually like right on the heels of Pfizer to get approved. And I did hear from the CDC this morning that they are recommending a booster shot. I'm sure they're definitely going to recommend it for this population that we serve. I've had some seniors ask me about it, so I know some seniors are really anxious to get it.
Mm-hmm. Many of them probably are. They were one of the first to get the vaccination, so
sure,
they're maybe 8 months out.
Their
right?
8 months was up in August,
yeah,
pretty much. So right. They're very anxious to get it. They keep asking me about when that's going to happen, and I just kind of have to say, well, you know, we're waiting to hear, because of course we're not going to schedule something without talking to the state agency on aging and aging and long-term services division and that kind of thing to make sure that everybody's on the same page. But my staff really wants to do a booster clinic so they can dress up in their costumes again and give out the free treats and
right.
all that stuff. They keep going, when's our booster clinic? And they get all excited. So most likely we probably are going to have another clinic that's a sort of a drive-through like we've done in the past. We're just waiting to kind of get the go-ahead and figure out what the plan's going to be.
Gotcha. So as we say in radio, stay tuned.
Yes.
There you go. Maya,
yes.
I would assume the same for Aztec, right? As you get some of these recommendations from folks, you will again be a center for vaccinations for boosters when
yes.
they're available?
But definitely, based on what folks have said, we have to follow in Bloomfield suit and make sure that there are really good treats as part of the vaccination.
Evidently,
and the costume.
Yes. Right.
Because, the folks that I knew that went down there, they were excited to get their vaccines back in January and February, but they really loved the treats.
Well,
so I think that's something that we really need to make sure to start planning for
as well.
Right, right.
We'll do it in conjunction.
You can team up.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Let me ask you both, too, a little bit about medical insurance and medical care. I know that's a big topic in this country, certainly about affordable medical care for seniors and things along that line. And so for many folks, they may have a bit of a rude awakening when they no longer have their employee insurance, medical insurance anymore, if they retired from their job and now they are wondering what's up. And so for some of this, I imagine you hear a lot about, maybe from some of your clients.
We do, and in fact, we have the enrollment period coming up, starting up the middle of October. And what that enrollment period means is it's a time where if you're on Medicare and a supplemental or whatever, you can switch your supplemental, you can do all those things, but it's really about the drug program, the Medicare Part D, and it's a chance for people to be able to change that that prescription drug program without any penalties. So if they're with one drug company and they're like, I just got this new medication and it's really expensive, I want to see if I can go cheaper, they can probably by phone as well, how we'll have to do it again this year. Mm-hmm. But they can call us up, and that's a huge part of what senior centers do that people may not know about, is we do counsel with Medicare supplemental insurance as well as the Medicare Part D drug plans. And so they can call us up. I usually schedule an appointment time for about 30 to 45 minutes with people on the phone. We just do it over speakerphone. And I'm in front of my computer and they're telling me their medicines and their dosages. And then like I sort of put all that in and we can tell them what their options are. We have to be very careful as senior center directors. You do not want to suggest one company over another.
Right.
But you can give them their options and the phone numbers and they can follow up with that if they'd like to. And then you can even enroll them in a different plan later if they come back to you with their decision. And then, a lot of our seniors still aren't super computer savvy, so we can just do it online for them.
Right. And I imagine when you compare things, there's maybe in some cases a big difference. When
yes.
you're looking from plan
yes.
to plan or drug company to drug company, things along that line, right? It's not usually pennies, it's usually dollars.
It's big dollars. And in fact, I saw the last year when we did this, I was looking and I was really amazed that there were basically almost no plans out there without a $350 deductible, which is a lot for a lot of our people.
That's
and
right.
that's a yearly deductible, so that's throughout the year. But before there had been many plans that had a zero deductible, da da da, but it just wasn't available. Now I don't know what this year is going to hold. But
it opens next month, you said.
It opens October 15th and usually goes till December 7th.
Okay.
That's the time period. And then I also wanted to throw in there that, like you said, if there's people that have maybe retired and they're between that age, they're not yet eligible for Medicare, which is 65, or 3 months before you turn 65, 3 months before you turn 65, you can sign up for Medicare. I just repeat that so
okay.
people don't
okay.
know it. And people between the ages of maybe 60 and 64 and a half are sort of out there kind of floating. We can help with that. We can absolutely go to the healthcare.gov and try to get them enrolled in a plan that will work until Medicare can kick in. And we can also help you newbies to Medicare. We can help you get signed up with that too and just tell you what's available for you.
Gotcha. And I would say even being new to the job, this is still something that you can help with too, right, for your clients in Aztec?
Yes, and I think a big part of it is, the computer savvy part. You know,
sure.
people not
right.
having computers or it being so overwhelming that they just won't do it. They'll just stay, like Jessica said, about we can switch you to something cheaper. They just might not do it because they got signed up for this thing. It's too overwhelming. They have to talk to too many people on the phone. They don't trust the people.
Seems too good to be true. I think we find that a lot.
It seems too good to be true. Yeah. I mean, I have seniors who come into the drive-thru and say, hey, I got this letter in the mail. Is it legitimate?
Sure.
Is it? They're so nervous, and rightly so. There's so many things out there that are scary, and that you really want to look through and study thoroughly. And if you don't feel comfortable using a computer, and I'm not saying all of our seniors don't. A lot of our seniors are very computer savvy.
You're going to get emails from the ones that are savvy.
I know.
Telling
there's
you.
A lot that are computer savvy, but we do try to help those who don't feel as comfortable. And just so that hey, can you just take a look at this for me? And just in that basic. level of, I just need another pair of eyes on this. And so I really think that something like healthcare, that's so crucial for all of us. You know, I have it makes my blood pressure go up when I have to think about it. And I'm not even at that age yet, right? You know, just trying to think of, am I doing the right thing? Am I researching all of the options correctly? It's a lot. And so to help them navigate that, I think is definitely a really, really important thing. I mean, we at Aztec, we also house the AARP comes to do the taxes there,
right.
Which I know is a service that a lot of people really love because, hey, yeah, I can go online and do it, but that's a lot for me. I don't really feel comfortable doing that. And so there's the service that will help walk me through it. And I think that I'm excited to be part of that this fall to help people get enrolled and really, you know, see what their options are and get them on the best plan that we can find.
Right. Well, it's a great service that you both provide at the senior centers. And for folks who maybe hadn't heard of that, they can certainly reach out and contact either one of the centers, right, to ask
sure.
these questions mm-hmm. about their health care.
They can contact Aztec, Farmington, Bloomfield, and then Michelle Murray with the county. She runs the Blanco and Lower Valley Senior Centers.
Okay.
And we're all very well versed in that. And just to reiterate what Maya said, I just want to make it clear out there that a lot of many of our clients will, you know, they're watching TV and they're seeing all these ads thrown at them about, oh, I can get you a free scooter chair. We can get you this free this. And usually if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And I'll probably get a lot of hate mail after this, but I don't care. So basically, if anybody's concerned about that, something they saw on the TV, something that was sent to them as an ad in their mail, anything like that, before signing up for any of that, if you have any questions, please reach out to the senior centers because we can be pretty versed. And if we're not sure about it, we can find out pretty easily whether that is a legit practice or not. So
true. And I think, you know, with all due respect to the scooter chair people,
yes.
you know, they may be able to work out a deal depending on sure. what insurance you have.
Sure.
And so for some, it may be zero cost to the
right.
individual,
right.
depending on the insurance. But if you don't know,
right.
you may get slacked with a deductible.
Who knows? We don't want people to sign up for it because they saw it and through their mail and then they don't have the right insurance or supplemental and then they get stuck with a big bill.
Right.
That's the scary part.
And that's what they can check with you first.
Right.
And that's an important
right.
distinction and thing to have. So that's great. The other thing I wanted to ask you both about in the minutes that we have remaining this morning is if someone is watching us this morning, listening this morning, and maybe weren't aware or they're going to be retiring in the next few months, you know, how old do we have to be to come through the drive-through at the senior centers to get some of this food you're talking about? Because I didn't have breakfast this morning, so I'm hungry.
Yeah, so you have to be over 60.
Okay.
And
so I won't see you yet, but okay. But keep talking.
But you can anyone can come through. They just you're any age. You just have to pay $6 if you're under 60.
Okay.
So you can come through the drive-through, and we'd love to see you there. We get a few. Bloomfield gets a few more folks that come every day. We're starting to get more under 60s who come with family or something. So you just have to fill for the congregate, which is if you come to dine in or do the drive through, it's just some very simple paperwork. You get signed up, you're ready to go. Suggested contribution is is $3 for seniors, but if you don't have it, come on in. That's just if you do, we'd love to have you either way. And come and enjoy our food.
Okay. And are you serving it from when to when? Is it a lunchtime thing or dinner thing?
Yeah, we just do lunches. Okay. We're on the same schedule as Bloomfield and the county as well now. So we're all of us are operating. Farmington's the only center that's 5 days a week. The rest of us operate 4 days a week. So it's Monday through Thursday, and then you can get a frozen meal on Thursdays for a Friday meal
okay.
if you're a drive through or a dine-in.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Jessica, same rules for Bloomfield?
Yep. We serve Monday through Thursday. We serve from 12 to 12:30. We used to serve for an hour, but we're finding that within half an hour, we can get everybody served that needs to be.
Getting so good at it. You can do it in a half an hour.
So good at it.
Yeah.
And like Maya was saying, the home delivered meals go out Monday through Thursday, but that Friday meal is delivered within those 4 days, as well as their weekend meals for the home deliver if they require those.
Gotcha.
The people, and my center is open for dine-in services. Masks are required unless you're eating or drinking. So I have a limit of 20 people that can come in the dining room Monday through Thursday. And we do the dine-in services and the drive-through at the same time, 12 to 12:30 Monday through Thursday. Thursday, we do offer another either hot or frozen meal for that Friday meal for
right.
them. So we're still serving 5 days a week if they would like that extra meal.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And Aztec is on the same, I forgot to say, the 12 to 12:30 schedule. Okay. So our drive-through is open from 12 to 12:30. And hopefully if we open up, we're looking at a potential opening date again of September 20th for dine-in. It would be on the same 12 to 12:30. And then people leave by 1. We're on that same thing. And, of course, the home deliverers go out the 4 days a week and give those frozens as well for Fridays and the weekends.
Right. Wonderful. Well, it's a great service, again, that both of you provide to the communities and the other senior centers in the area as well. We shouldn't forget about them because all of them have been doing this work throughout this whole pandemic and kind of just thinking outside the box and how can we continue to serve these high-risk populations. And really, that's the one thing you have to think about, too, is that, you know, when you make these decisions, you know, these are a lot of the most vulnerable that we were so concerned about and still are during all this. And so it's great to hear what you've been doing. So thank you very much for coming in, both of you.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for
thank
the
you,
time.
Scott. Yeah.
You bet. Thank you very much. That is Jessica Pilotti and Maya Pierce, pardon me, the directors of the Bloomfield and Aztec Senior Centers, representing CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council, here with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.